Here we go.
Yo, what's going on, world? We back. Music Jones Podcast. June.
Yo.
What's happening?
Cool, man. How you?
I'm good, brother. Easy.
Yo.
My nigga.
What up? What up?
What's happening?
I am.
Bye.
Doogie. I'm going to catch up with you sooner or later, nigga.
Yeah.
You've been working real hard. I'm going to let him have it. Holiday time.
Hey, yo.
Pause.
Damn. I'm a child. I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh, man.
Can't let him slide.
What's been going on, fellas? How's your week?
Bad.
It was bad.
Starting Thursday night.
Yes. Thursday night was a great night for me. Really, really enjoyed the snow. The snow globe game. Shout out to Jameis.
This nigga.
I told, shout out to my homegirl Shannon. When we lost to the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all lost to the Browns and y'all gonna lose to them too.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. I think I told you that too.
I don't remember that conversation.
Of course you wouldn't.
We should have won.
No, y'all, it's hard.
We went up.
Hard for y'all to score touchdowns.
No, we scored a few touchdowns.
Y'all, they scored two.
We did score two touchdowns.
Y'all might have scored two touchdowns.
We scored two running and a passing.
But yeah.
Two passing.
But yeah, so Thursday, it was pretty good for me. I enjoyed Thursday night.
Friday night. Saturday afternoon. Well, one of my teams won Saturday.
Yeah, we got. What was the score for the Darlington High? Good shout out to the Darlington High Falcons, man.
Yeah,
making it to the second round of the playoffs, first time since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
They won a game 2006. Yeah, they won a game.
I think it was 49-16, something okay. like that. Yeah,
but they ran into a tough opponent in Hartsville, but.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different story for another day. Hartsville, a little different when it comes to football. But yeah, shout out to them boys. Saturday was a pretty good day for me. Tar Heels put me to sleep. Pause with a nice win.
The football team?
My basketball. They played in. They was playing Hawaii.
In Hawaii?
Uh-huh.
They
came on at 12:30. So
so
left Grant crib. Shout out to Grant. Happy birthday to my dog Grant.
Shout out to Grant.
Co-host, one of the hosts from Vorgasmic Vibes. He his birthday was last week, and he had a little shindig at his crib.
Mm-hmm.
Surf and turf, lobster tails.
Oh, they had that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he showed out for his birthday.
That's what's up.
Yeah, he showed us a good time, man. We had a good time, man. It's Sunday, so.
Mm-hmm.
My Ravens didn't play yet. By the time
you listen, they
played
yesterday.
Yeah, and hopefully the score indicates what I wanted
to
say.
By 10 points,
but the city out of control right now though. It ain't the temperature good, so we got Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The score was 10-6.
Oh yeah, your team playing now.
It should have went though, just to see Buddy
play.
That was a dumb game to miss.
Yeah,
and you right up the street.
It's all right.
Tripping on me.
You tripping? Right,
but I like to fuck with y'all, man.
It's all right, man. See, if you would have said, you know what I'm saying, we could have scheduled it for next week, man. But I also missed last week because it was my mom's birthday.
Shout out to Mama.
My Dukes, my baby. I came down, hung out with her, went to church. And just sat around the crib and chilled out, man.
Okay.
My mom, she don't like to be celebrated. I don't really understand. Like, she don't even like for us to take her out to eat. Like, we did a little birthday party for her at California Dreaming when she turned 60.
Right, right.
Yeah, but she ain't want to do nothing, you know.
She
but that's my mom. That's just how she is.
But, you know,
good for you. Save you some money.
Like she don't even.
She don't want no Christmas.
She don't
give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah, she don't want us to. She don't want us to buy nothing for a birthday. Like, just give me a card. I'm talking about anything. If I buy something,
you gave her a dry card.
No, I gave her a card. No, we brought a couple Marvin Gaye T-shirts. Yeah, just to buy something because
I had on a Marvin Gaye T-shirt the other day. Go ahead.
Anything else we buy, like She got three closets full of clothes.
Oh.
So no need to buy no clothes. I'm talking about pocketbooks, all that. Like,
right.
I brought a pocketbook for one Christmas. I ain't seen a carrot yet. This was about 5-6 years ago.
She got the right outfit.
Paid good money for that shit too.
Right? Yeah, I did, like a fool.
Right, so you gotta
but
keep
I love
doing
my mom.
All you gotta do is keep doing it.
Yeah.
She like it.
Yeah. Yeah, but if I tell her my wife picked it out, then she'd be happy. I love it so much. Yeah. So now everything that go in there is like Kalisha picked it out.
A lady like that, but there's never enough bags. So as long as you keep buying them,
she ain't never enough nothing with that woman, man.
No, they love
I swear, my mama got three closets full of clothes.
You can keep buying pocketbooks.
She had a closet added on to the house, and it's just her clothes in it.
She needs just a room.
It's half the size of this room.
Oh, she done took over.
Just a closet. It's hers. My step-pop clothes, so half the closet in their bathroom is his. Right. Some of her clothes still in there. My old room, her clothes all through it. Mm. My sister, the guest room, because my sister ain't never lived there, so I don't give her the room. Guest room, full of her clothes. And then coats, and I'm talking about she just got clothes, man.
She took over.
Yeah, man. So shout out to my dudes, man.
Oh yeah.
Old Mary Lou, that's my dog, man. But it was a pretty interesting weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Had a surprise album drop. There's a couple other albums that I didn't talk about the last time we was here, but Benny and 38 Special did drop an album. I listened to some of that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's that shit Doogie would have been popping off with.
But this album that dropped,
shout out to Doogie.
Shout out to Doogie and Kendrick Lamar, because I know he probably got there talking shit about how whack it is.
You think he saying that what?
You know Doogie saying that shit. Ain't nobody.
Oh, because he don't like Kendrick Lamar.
Ain't nobody want to hear that shit. Everybody want to hear that shit.
Everybody talking about it.
Everybody's talking about it. Motherfuckers don't lie. Ain't nobody talk about Kendrick. Motherfucker, the comment. You just brought his name up on a post. So you talking about it.
He on every platform.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Everywhere.
But the best part about it is he did it like it was nice and quiet. Like we ain't heard nothing from this dude.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't heard nothing from him. They gave him the Super Bowl. He did a little commercial.
And he did put one song out though.
Yeah, he put the party. What's the name of the song?
Video? Was it Squabble Up?
Squabble Up. That was on the beginning of.
Oh, no. Okay,
they the not like us. Yeah, that's the intro to that on the video. Song?
It was a song he put a. It was a video he had put out, right?
Yeah, it was where the party when the party dies. That was the little one song he dropped. Couple months ago, right after the Super Bowl announcement.
Right after the Super Bowl, he dropped the song.
He dropped that song, When the Party Dies. But this dude, oh my God, as a fan of hip hop, I didn't know he dropped it. I'm working, I'm at work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do a couple cases and take me a little minute to go on my phone. So I'm on my phone. Pull up YouTube because you know it's about my Country Wayne soap opera time. Let me see what Country Wayne done drop. Shout out to Country Wayne, man.
You watch that every week?
Every day.
It come out every day?
He drops skits every day.
Ooh.
Yeah, he got, but it's not just him, it's different storylines. Yeah. Like a soap opera.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I watch them shits every morning before I go to work. Like I lay in the bed and go on there, then I go upstairs, put iPad, and watch the shit. So I go on there and I see this nigga standing on a Grand National. The fuck is this?
Right.
Scroll up. Mr. Taylor Farrell, shout out to him. He said he had it was a clip of him and it was a picture of Kendrick on the car and he said, Kendrick drops surprise album. I said, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So it's 11 o'clock Friday morning now when I see this shit. Straight to it. I ain't hesitate. I went straight. I got out of YouTube, pulled up the Apple Music.
That was gonna ask you, what did you listen on? Did you
right
listen
there, on bam, it was right there, boom. Oh shit, started from the beginning. Man, that shit came on. I got to figure out what he's sampling that first song. I got to figure it out. I got to figure out what that sample is. But man, this guy.
What do you mean?
When the music dropped, he sampled something.
Oh.
I just don't know what it is.
Look it up.
I can't. They ain't got the credits up yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Skip.
They ain't got the credits up. But the Whacked Out Murals is when he that's the first song on the album. He said he got the line in there about Lil Wayne. Everybody see that's my thing about how motherfuckers interpret music. They really said that was a diss.
I didn't see too many people say that was a diss.
I saw a lot
of
people.
No, I did see the first thing they did say that was a diss.
The shit he said about Lil Wayne. He didn't say nothing, but he just, you know.
Yeah. Mentioned. I was trying to understand it because I was.
Yeah, it wasn't no shot. It wasn't none of that. But I was just like, why would they even say that?
Is it just because he called his name?
That's all it is.
It is, but even with him just calling his name, he ain't say nothing flagrant.
At all.
Nothing at all. He said, what? Let me find shit. Because it wasn't bad.
Nah, he said that he figured his work ethic would make Wayne proud or something.
Yeah, like that. That's all he said.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. And that's what, and I understand what he was coming from. He's like, damn, we both do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You should be proud for me. Or happy for me, at mm-hmm. least.
Right.
If not, just don't say nothing. Because you still got a chance to get this motherfucker.
He said something about Snoop, too.
Yeah, he said...
was the edibles.
It had to be the edibles that made Snoop post that TaylorMade shit. Mm-hmm.
Snoop replied.
Replied. He said it was the edibles. Yeah. Yeah, like, it's been a wild weekend, man. Mm-hmm. Like, real shit. The music. I love every fucking second of it because he ain't talking shit to the boy no more. He said a couple little things, but he ain't go too crazy on him.
Plaza Soulja Boy.
I ain't even see what they got going on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I ain't see
they
what
going
they
going back and forth?
About to be.
Oh, shit. But we going to get on that. Kendrick, this fucking album, man. Did you listen to the whole thing? 12 mm-hmm. songs. One thing I love about him, he still go with the old school format. 316s.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
When did it hit?
It dropped Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It dropped Friday. So, he fucking, like, I loved the shit. I loved it. Like, I fucking love everything about the motherfucking album. I ain't even bullshitting. Like the lyrics, the beats. Then he the Atenoff guy did most of the beats. I think he mm-hmm. did like 10 or 11 out of the 12 songs. But a lot of motherfuckers, this nigga used some wild ass samples. He used some wild ass samples, man. He used some wild samples. When I heard that motherfucking Reincarnated come on, mm-hmm. and it was fucking Made Niggas. Ass shit, man. I said, I got to listen to this in the car. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to it in the car since I got down. When I left last night to come do the show.
Yeah. I listened to it a few times.
I turned that bitch on from the beginning again. And man, oh man, I love the fucking album. That Squabble Up shit. Reincarnated. TV Off. Heart Part 6. That Heart Part 6.
Mm-hmm.
He sampled SWV in that shit, June.
On which one?
Heart Part 6, song number 10. Okay. The production is beautiful. And he, the way he changes voice in and out, the way he, mm-hmm. it's just shit with him that's just, it's fucking
entertaining.
That was
some people don't like, though.
Yeah, but I love it.
Me too.
I love that shit. Dog, listen. You know how many old motherfuckers from the 90s gonna listen to this song just because of this beat?
Right. Mm-hmm. SWV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. SWV. He sampled SWV. He even got a line in the song. He said he started to see spaceships on
Bankhead, yeah.
Yeah,
but he don't say Bankhead.
He say Rose something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's paying the people that we appreciate. He's still keeping them relevant. You know what I'm saying? Like, SWV them just went on that tour, but for him to do this song after Drake had a song called Hard Part 6.
He tried to take the but he Drake just did what Kendrick did with when he did 6:16.
Yeah. But this nigga's like, this album, he would you call him the most personable or vulnerable rapper we ever heard from?
Ever?
Cuz that whole song is nothing but about him and his rise through the music industry.
Okay. I can't say
how he did, how he left motherfuckers down and some motherfuckers couldn't make it, and I mean, but he always telling us shit about himself.
I ain't gonna say I can't say ever, cause
I mean rap artists, hip hop artists, lyricists,
niggas like Eminem was talking about how they was.
Eminem, yeah, he pretty vulnerable, but he was also on a lot of drugs.
Yeah, but I mean, he was Joe Budden.
Yeah, you right. Yeah, Joe, like that. So yeah, Joe might be the most emotional, vulnerable rapper ever.
I don't know. I ain't gonna say I don't want to have like recency bias as far as but
this nigga like. It ain't okay. Last 10, 15 years, he probably did. Cause you only gonna get a body of work out of artists where they tell their life story. You only gonna get probably one. Everything else gonna be about either progression, the shit they got, whatever. Just like Ready to Die, Life After Death. He was robbing motherfuckers in Ready to Die.
Just a little
Life After Death, Sky Was the Limit. It was. You know, it was time to flex. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, even with Jay, Reasonable Doubt, then the progression. You know what I'm saying? The album covers, Bentleys, and he progressed. You know what I'm saying? Then the blueprint, he's sitting on a desk with a cigar. His whole mentality has changed now. But that first album, he was vulnerable. He talked about how the nigga got shot and dead presidents and all that shit. And he was talking about DeHaven in that, right?
What, his brother?
No, dead presidents.
Oh, I'll have to listen to it again.
Okay, yeah. You got to listen to the album version because the video, you know, the video version different. Yeah, but.
I didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, I think he was talking about DeHaven.
I don't know. But anyway.
I think he was. But this dude, what other song? That Reincarnated is my favorite one because not only did he use Pac beat, he the first motherfucker I heard that sounded anything close to Pac. The energy he give on that album, he sound like Pac.
You don't think Lil Zane sounded like Pac back in the day?
Be loved.
Well, he did. Come on. Yeah, the same flow and everything. Y'all hating on Lil Zane, man. I'm sorry.
Fuck with that guy. Yo, this nigga said Lil Zane.
You don't think Lil Zane used to rap
Hell
like Pop?
Hell no, man. Go back and Lil listen. Lil Zane was trying to be like Pop.
Just go back and listen to that flow.
Kendrick channeled that nigga. And then the story he telling in that, I got to figure out which two artists he talking about before he talking about himself.
Somebody said he was talking about, I don't know if it was this song or one of them songs they feel like he was talking about.
Lil Richard?
Ice Cube.
No, not if he got kicked out the house in 1947.
No, not that song, but on another song.
What'd he say about Cube?
It's the song where they bleep a whole bunch of the verse out. Like they feel like he was talking about Cube, and I don't know if it's Reincarnated, but it was one of them songs, and then he was
it
like
it might be Whacked Out Murals.
Might be on the first song.
I think it might be.
Then
he redid Luther Vandross, If This World Was Mine shit. With SZA singing in the motherfucker.
Cause what's the song where he say like old rappers, something about some rappers with the old flow? And then it just so happened that Cube came out Friday too.
Oh yeah,
but he's talking about Cube.
He wasn't talking about Cube. How the hell he know Cube's about to drop an album?
Cause they
he been promoting it.
Yeah.
Oh well, I mean shit,
Kendrick the only one who came out with album and nobody didn't know it was coming out.
You right, I'm talking about, man. And boy, I appreciate it. It's gonna be a nice Thanksgiving.
Now you got something to listen to till Snoop and Drake come out.
Yeah. You think that gonna be any good? You think Kendrick on it?
Definitely.
He might be.
K- Kendrick put a lot of West Coast niggas on this joint too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of niggas.
But the way
the Dodger Blue shit.
The way Snoop so called passed the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he made a little video about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Him passing the crown.
Yeah.
He said, I gotta get out of his way.
Yeah. But that shit, that was what, 2010, 11, 12 sometime when he did that.
Oh, he did that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All them boys at the House of Blues or some shit.
Oh.
Kendrick's on stage crying and shit like he just got baptized. That shit was dope. It's a dope moment though. I understood it. You know what I'm saying?
He got out of his way.
But he had to. I mean,
and ain't no getting out of his way. He wasn't. Yeah, he's gonna get it regardless.
That's how he replied it too.
That dude
took it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this nigga, and he pretty, that nigga said, nigga, I might have built the pyramids, nigga. Like the shit he says in his songs.
Mm-hmm.
The shit he make, like, I'm just sitting there like, fuck is this nigga talking about?
Yeah.
Then I keep listening and he'll tie it together.
I ain't gonna lie, I was late on the nigga. I was late as shit.
Oh yeah, I got a Good Kid, Mad City on vinyl.
I can't wait for Lil Wayne to say something.
I got Good Kid, Mad City. He replied on Twitter. Mm-hmm, did you see it?
Talking about, what did he say? Something like, what the fuck did I do or something?
Yeah, talking about,
what did he say?
He'll do such and such and such.
No, you won't.
Leave that shit alone.
Think about you.
Because Drake was shooting that Pusha for you.
You better Pusha T.
That's how Drake got into it with Push.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped in some shit that ain't had nothing to do with him. I'm talking about that shit that had absolutely nothing to do with Drake. But he was, you know, he was on the same team. And that's why Push said he always shot at anybody that said something about Kanye. He said, because if I'm standing beside this nigga and they shooting at him, hell, a bullet might hit me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. But that TV off when that nigga screamed out Mustard name,
yeah,
that shit went crazy immediately. Everybody, Dragon Ball Z memes everywhere.
This way he said, man, what the fuck? Well, WTF I do. I just be, no, I'm sorry, I got to say a little bit. Man, what the fuck did I do? I just be chilling and they still come for my head. They cannot take kindness for weakness. Let this giant sleep, I beg you all. I want to really watch this drug shit. Not even me. But I shall destroy and destroy on me, love. Shut the fuck up, man.
Oh, God! Yo,
Lil Wayne, I don't respect like dope heads, man. Sorry, I don't. I don't respect people that be getting
drunk. Like,
hey man, because they said.
Fuck all that shit.
Then they, you know, it came about. They talked about the album cover.
Mm-hmm.
Cause remember, was it the Carter 2? Wayne on the picture looked about like the same as this.
Oh, it was black and white, and he was standing in front of something.
A Bentley, Rolls Royce, I think. But Kendrick is just like, he the classic nigga. He's a regular nigga that just good at. He's just a good rapid ass regular nigga that he got a lot of money.
He like all the theories that come out with the stuff that he be doing. Like, so that came out Friday, which is the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that happened on the 22nd back in the 1960s.
Oh, really?
He tied
type of shit in.
John Kennedy got shot, and so they was basically saying this was his way of saying it was a headshot.
it was.
It's like a lot of look, but even if he didn't mean it like that, or it's just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. Like all the conspiracies or all of the like.
He just make people, motherfuckers think.
Yeah, man.
He make people think, man. Use your fucking brain. That's.
Lil Wayne can't compete with that.
I appreciate him for it, man.
No, he had a Lil Wayne on that.
That nigga said the F is for phenomenal.
It sound cool in the song, like it's funny, but they gonna use that against you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You best believe it.
For Lil Wayne to come messing with Kendrick, boy, you got man.
It ain't Lil Wayne ain't got it.
He just had to say that just so people will know that he said something.
He shouldn't have said nothing at all. He had to say nothing. Because
it wasn't a reason for him to say nothing.
He could have just been like,
left that alone.
You ain't let me down or something, mm-hmm. but he can't because, and then he ain't even stood up for Drake. Nope. He ain't said nothing.
Because he know.
No, no, man. Did Nicki say something? She ain't said nothing either, but she said something to hold.
She know. The motherfuckers know not. Hey, man. What that nigga told it, top dog, who the fuck they think they playing with?
Bro, he went in on that.
You playing with? Like, who they think they playing with,
that
man?
Shit, that shit was crazy.
Bro. This nigga is, and they doubling down on this shit. I saw some shit on, somebody said some shit back to Wayne. Like, leave that shit alone.
Yeah.
Say, this nigga, say, I remember the same nigga that I'm seeing now. He was 16, 17. Don't, y'all better leave that motherfucker alone.
Oh, talking about Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wayne ain't never been no battle rapper.
Yeah, leave that shit alone. And that's the shit. Like, you better get on that song with him and try to out-rap him like that. Because you can't. You
can't come up with your original
shit. After Exodus 316, Pusha T shit. Listen, man. That's one of my favorite. I think it's Exodus 323.
I don't know.
I can't remember the name of the shit, but it. He went the fuck off on the niggas, man.
On all of them?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they ain't had no response?
Nah. Wayne, you know, Wayne ain't never really shot back at him. That's why Drake started.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I think. I think he, you know, that's why Kendrick told Drake that he had to be for real.
Mm-hmm.
I take that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And went crazy.
Yeah, bananas on him. Yeah.
Went fucking crazy.
Boogeyman. That's why they call him the Boogeyman.
You heard what Future say?
What Future said, I ain't know it was a beef.
No, Future said he thought when Kendrick was like, fuck Big Three.
Yeah.
He thought he was in the Big Three.
No, I ain't saw that.
Yeah.
I saw what he said. He didn't even know they was beefing.
Nah, yeah. He thought that Kendrick was referencing him when he was talking about, like, dog, he gonna diss me on my own song. Like,
man,
fuck the Big Three.
Future. You make good music, brother. You make great music. You make great music. I ain't even, because I listen to Stick Talk all weekend.
Oh, like
that shit done made it. That shit done made it to my
Stick Talk
heavy rotation.
That's like off that his old shit.
The one is old shit.
No, that's that whatever that song is off his new shit.
Which one?
My, I'm talking about. Oh, she cannot stand that song. She can't. I'm talking about, you know, like I said, we on the XM Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of Kendrick's shit was fire. And then they came back with that damn Future song. That make her hate. She hates Future now.
Because
for that one song.
When you listen, because when you listen to, when you listen, it's a different level of shit. Like, that's like listening to a motherfucker. That's like listening to a professor, an English professor, read you a poem, and then going outside listen to a nigga on the corner read you that same poem. That's how I look at it.
Between the two?
Yeah. Damn. Because the way Kendrick delivered the shit to you.
Yeah. You doing that bad?
Yeah. You don't know.
I mean, I'm just talking about as far as the delivery.
I feel.
Yeah, just the delivery.
But you said
a nigga on the corner.
And then who?
A professor, a college professor, God. English professor, or some shit.
But what about that nigga on the corner smart?
He might be. That's but the way he go deliver you the poem gonna be fucked up because he ain't as articulate. He might not be as articulate, and you know what I'm saying. He gonna say shit like. While he reading the poem, you know what I'm saying? Like, they make these noises to fill up minutes in the song. And that's why, yeah, like, it's shit like that. Like Kendrick do it too. But he gonna say some fly shit right before or after. Yeah, one of the two.
He gonna change his voice.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely
but
change his voice.
Y'all listen to that, I don't know if it's Gen X, GNX. I don't know what the name of it is.
GNX.
It's GNX. Mm-hmm. So is it after the Grand National?
I don't know. Might be.
Gotta do some more research. And it's a cold motherfucking car on the cover of that bit.
I mean, it just came out, so.
Yeah.
Ain't really too much of that, what this mean and that mean.
Yeah. And it's only 44 minutes long.
Yeah, I listened to that shit like three times in the gym.
Yeah, it's only 44 minutes long. So.
Three or four times.
I need to check it
out. But that made niggas beat. And I got to see who, what else he sampled on that first song.
It was simple. I'm telling you, he had XM on fire last night.
He keep. They've been playing that shit all weekend. They've been playing that shit all weekend, man. Shout out to Kendrick for setting the streets on fire 2 months before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he
give him something to talk about. Now, if he drop another little six pack or something.
If he drop anything.
I think he really just did this so he can have some new shit to perform.
Maybe.
Because he going to do that that TV off shit. He going to do that TV off shit.
At the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he going to have mustard right there with him. Mustard!
That McDonald's already used that.
The mustard shit?
On a tweet, they had like a thing of honey mustard or whatever. Like, hey, but they just had mustard, like spell out a whole bunch of R's and D's or whatever. And then,
oh, man.
Yeah.
It's like he's so marketable right now. He's so marketable, but he's so black.
Which one that is?
TVO? Oh, that's one of them.
That one right here.
Oh, because when the beat changed, see a motherfucker goddamn doing one of them walks all across the room, goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. No, this nigga, he know how to cater to the West Coast. He a West Coast nigga, so he gonna give them some shit.
This one right here.
For man. Them. And he give it to them every fucking time. Mm-hmm.
This one right here.
Yes, sir. Oh, they gonna be gangster walking all over the place.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Arms up.
That one clap in it.
That's it.
Yeah, that clap in.
Straight up.
I told him that one clap.
Yeah, how they started off.
That clap.
Get that clap in.
How it start. Nigga, that how it start. Hell yeah, man. I ain't gonna Kendrick y'all to death. We get it, pivot. We gonna pivot.
You're a tough dude though.
Yeah, he is, man.
You know what I mean? I can't knock
him. He is.
I'm slow on him. I'm just coming.
And Future, Future, I think he been out for about 20 years now.
Future, at least.
I think he been out about 20. I think when did he really? He blew, about 06?
No,
maybe.
About 04.
Future?
Yeah, Future.
No, like 2009 or 10. Think about when Rocco blew. He couldn't have blown before Rocco.
Same damn time. What was the shit?
Tony Montana?
That one.
That was like 09, 10, something like that.
So? I think it was before that.
It wasn't 06.
I think it was 07. I'm going to find out. I'm going to let you know.
I don't even think the song came out in 06, 07.
Boy, this bitch got a catalog over here, buddy.
Future?
Fuck.
Yeah, he got a lot of shit.
Man, I'm strolling.
He got a lot of shit.
Strolling and scrolling.
They ain't even got that shit on him.
Buddy, this shit ain't stopped yet.
Yeah, they ain't got that shit on him.
You know
what? You on?
Apple.
Yeah,
it was in 2019.
Yeah, and they got too much shit.
Ew, man, it's bananas right now.
Yeah, 2012. That was on Pluto. Okay,
I thought it was on. I thought he came out before that.
Well, hold up. It was released April 16, 2011.
Okay, all right. I don't know why I thought he was earlier than that.
2006. I'm like
2006, 2007. Oh, that was when Soulja Boy was.
Yeah, Future was not out then.
Nah, he was. He wasn't. You right, my bad. But he they was playing a lot of his shit on Who Kid. DJ Who Kid was playing.
Why is his birthday or something?
I don't know. He just kept saying 20 years, and I'm like, Future ain't been out no fucking 20 years. That's what I'm saying in my head. That's why I said, 06, 07. Because I was like, I know it wasn't 20 years. Mm-mm. That was 04.
Maybe he met him 20 years ago. So.
Maybe.
Because Rocco wasn't out in 04. Like that. No. And he came. He was signing to Rocco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your boy Diddy. Trying to get Bond again.
Mm-hmm.
They probably won't give it to him.
Nah, but what he's saying is kind of, I can understand it because they using the visuals from that video,
mm-hmm,
to kind of make him as a, yeah, yeah. And he like, that. This ain't got nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a totally different.
Yeah.
I paid that off already.
Even if he didn't pay it off, this ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I don't owe y'all nothing for that one.
Yeah. And this shit ain't even been released.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Did y'all watch that Shine documentary?
I haven't watched it yet. Oh, no. I know he said Diddy gave him 50 grand when he got out. I know that was said somewhere recently in an interview or something.
Mm, that probably was on there. I can't remember that part. But
you think Shine done with him now? Totally?
Well, he kind of, so like, earlier this year, Shine and Diddy was together. Uh-huh. At something,
they
met up.
They was on stage somewhere together.
Oh, and it's a video of them being like at maybe Diddy house or somebody house or whatever. It was, you know. but since this, he had to come out and separate himself because he in politics or whatever. So
yeah, I bet he did separate. Yeah, himself.
But he can't come over here, can he?
No, he's been over.
I mean, he can come, but he can't. Be here like that.
I think he can now.
Okay. They got it.
He straight. Just got deported once he got out of jail.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but I think he's straight though. Cause that was
He prime minister, right?
Nah, he ain't prime minister. He trying to be the prime minister, mm-hmm. but he got like a position that's high up. You know what I'm saying?
Him and Diddy cool.
Not no more.
So they broke up.
Yeah.
Say what now?
Shine did that bid for Diddy.
Who broke up?
Shine and Diddy? You talking about Shine?
You said who broke up? Who did you say broke up?
Yeah, you're talking about the dude who was
who?
Shine?
Yeah.
The nigga that Shine did the bid for him.
He ain't did the bid for him.
I mean, who he did it for?
He did it for himself. They had two separate cases.
Oh.
It ain't like he took the raps from
him. And okay, yeah.
Him
and
two separate lawyers.
Yeah, you right.
Okay.
Yeah, his lawyer got him up. Jammed up.
Yeah, they had two separate lawyers.
Yeah, but then they had some. They was listening to Diddy phone calls. Like, oh God, this dude just
incriminate.
Yeah, they said he like trying to get motherfuckers to pay motherfuckers off,
mm-hmm.
and he talking about it on the phone.
Oh God,
why?
They can sell guilty.
Send a pigeon, nigga.
Do something, man.
Send the pigeon,
you're too
dog.
Deep in to be doing bullshit.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
fuck.
And if your kids don't know the goddamn run that mission, then them niggas, you should've.
Yeah, it gotta be another way he can do it.
You should've had your team a little bit tighter. Because your kids supposed to know. But they ain't got no street smart.
Well, no, they not. What do you mean supposed to know what?
To go tell them, hey man, listen, how much you gonna cost, man?
Nah, you don't wanna have your kids to know. Cause your kids get jammed up. Now your kids messed up. So you got that much money. They don't supposed to be associated with it anyway.
Right. Yeah, but if he gonna do it, he ain't doing nothing but making it worse on himself. If they listening to him say it.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, somebody going down for it.
It's all stupid, man.
Yeah, somebody going down for it, man. Shit. Yeah, Puff done fucked up, man.
This shit crumbled.
But what if he fuck around and beat that shit, yo?
I'm trying to see what, because some of the stuff that he accused of, I don't think is real.
He just need to apologize to his boyfriend or some shit.
That's part of it too. Like the boyfriend, like the people be looking at the gay shit, but that ain't really the shit that people really talking about.
It's the sex trafficking part, right?
Yeah, that shit.
But what if they really wanted to come?
But nah, I'm telling
that's it though. Like
if they apologize, everything will calm down. I guarantee you. That's just how much power it is.
Yeah, but if they wanted to come,
it'll go away.
It got like how can you charge me with something?
But it don't matter. It don't matter whether or not you want to do it.
It'll
matters
go away, bro.
That it happened.
And like whether or not they feel like, because if you got more power than a person, it's a lot of stuff that you really shouldn't do, mm-hmm. because right. in the end, they really don't have as much free will as you think.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going on in their head. Exactly. Like you might feel like they're doing it because they want to, but they might just be doing it because they don't want to lose their position. They don't want to lose their job or they may need the money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And depending on how you say it to them,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So the sex trafficking thing, like it, When people hear sex trafficking, they think about people in trailers getting
off the wire.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all I ever think about.
You know what I'm saying?
Every time I hear it, I'm like, damn, them bastards.
Yeah, they're tied up doing some fool shit.
Yeah.
But if you on the low end of it, if you pay for somebody to fly out,
mm-hmm.
to have sex, mm-hmm. and that's their profession,
mm-hmm.
you use sex traffic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
we get fluid out a lot, man.
Mm-hmm. But on the high end, if you got somebody who don't want to do it and mm-hmm. you take them across state lines, now that's, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot to it.
It's a slippery slope.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's a slippery slope, man. Crazy but shit. It's very possible this nigga might beat this shit.
Man, he just need to apologize, man.
It's too much.
It's
too much of the people already made their mind up based on the sensationalized mm-hmm. stuff. Like with the lawyer out of Texas, he got a whole lot of stuff. Like all them 100 lawsuits or whatever, he had to drop a whole bunch of them. But it's stuff about kids that's been mentioned.
I keep hearing that pop up here and there.
But it could just be somebody, you know, another crazy accusation. Or there was that one girl that said that Diddy and a bodyguard raped her in the studio. Then it came out that she offered her boyfriend money to corroborate her story, basically, like she was making it up or something, some wild stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that you got to, they got to sift through to see what's real.
Get you a sifter.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you sifting some fucking flour. Yeah, it's a lot of shit, man. We'll see what happened. We'll see what happened.
Yeah.
Something else.
Even if he beat it, he threw.
Yeah,
it's over for him.
He definitely threw.
Meek still distancing himself from him.
Meek career over?
Mm-hmm.
All the way.
That was off of that one That one soundbite that was really porn. It wasn't even Meek. And people put that on Meek, and now they believed it. Like, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, with it.
Yep.
So fucked up, man.
Oh, this
and then, like, if you go in comments to certain stuff, people will be like, man, we heard you on the tape. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, man. That man career done.
Yeah.
There's nothing else he can do as far as, like, making music no more, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It did him bad, though. It did him bad.
Yeah, it's over for him, man.
Because when that shit hit the wave, it was crazy. It was funny, but it was ridiculous.
I ain't find that shit funny at all.
Yeah, because
that ridiculous. Shit could happen to anybody.
I would say it was ridiculous.
That shit could happen to anybody.
It was ridiculous. Though.
Even the dude who was on it, he was like, that wasn't no Meek, that was me. You know what I'm saying? It was a porn star. It came from audio from a porn. He came out, he was like, that ain't Meek Mill, that's me.
He did say that shit.
And now Meek career, as far as rap done.
It is. I ain't got shit else, man. Ain't really nothing else happened. Kendrick had me on Pins and Needles all weekend, man. I just been listening to that. What else happened? Something else fucking happened that I saw. We've been on here since Meech been out. And I talk about Meech being home.
Maybe.
I think we did.
I don't know if I talk about Meech being home, yeah. But Meech up, well, not home, but he in a halfway house.
Mm-hmm.
We got a new grill and all, huh?
You did? You do?
Already?
That was the last time I seen him posing about.
Got some new teeth?
Yeah.
But
he's been snitching.
My brother still in that cage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That shit ain't right, man.
Both of them niggas home.
Come on, man. Ease up, man. That's enough.
God damn.
Ease up.
On a conspiracy?
They hold a lot, but still it's enough.
Jesus, man.
Enough, man.
And the more I think about that shit, the better I get. When I first saw that headline that they said this nigga was processing to I was pissed. I was mad.
I wasn't even
man, right after that, it was something
I was just hoping to see it in the next week or two. Damn,
okay. I was angry, bro.
I read something and then I listened to something. Matter of fact, it was something that they had did on the Realest Podcast Ever, mm-hmm. like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they was talking about how some lady got tight with Meech
mm-hmm.
while he was in jail. She mm-hmm. was gonna like come out with a story about him, whatever, but mm-hmm. movie or something. She had signed some deal. Mm-hmm. And like you watch BMF?
Mm-hmm.
So you know in BMF, he was in St. Louis or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of way, when the, you know, feds, it was some shit with the feds, like, they wanted Meech to set up some shit with a girl and some Mexicans or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of way the dude in St. Louis' name got mentioned. They switched, the feds or whatever switched their focus from the Mexicans to this guy in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of way there was like Meech knew whatever. They set the dude up. This dude gets locked up. Now he gone for basically ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Meech got out. Mm-hmm. But it was some wild stuff, man. It was you know, probably about a month or so now that I heard that. But mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
But when that shit went down, we dove so deep in it till it was just unbelievable. All the information they was putting out back then.
With the St. Louis dude?
With all them.
Back
with,
in 05.
Yeah, with Meech and them. Because we knew their pipeline came through St. Louis. Because
this happened.
One of Terry boys got jammed up in St. Louis.
Mm, but this happened like in the past few years, though, with the dude in St. Louis. Like,
oh, okay.
In the last.
Oh, okay.
You know, four, five, six years. Okay,
yeah, but
like
the chick, I know the chick you talking about, they say she a CIA.
Yeah, it was. What was
Blue Da Vinci said that shit. Blue Da Vinci said that shit on Capone News.
How long ago was that?
Earlier this year.
Yeah, so that happened. What I listened to, that happened like, it happened like last year or something when they put that out.
Yeah, because supposedly Blue Da Vinci said the chick that was handling all Meech affairs
mm-hmm.
was a
confidential
informant.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So. Blue Da Vinci said the shit. He's like, that nigga be home soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, man, I just want my brother to fucking come home, man. I'm sick of that shit now.
I thought he was going to come home when they switched them laws up with Obama.
I thought they would, too. But that nigga, the people involved, the surviving people of the people that he supposedly conspired.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think they got something to do with him still being in there. Because you know they still going. They don't want him to get out. Because they feel like he had their daughter killed and he didn't. His codee said that he called and told him that it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Now that nigga been out since 2015. I did some research.
Mm.
He got out in 2015.
So he only did 10 years?
Mm-hmm. 15 or 16.
He was supposed to do like 27.
That what I told you, ain't it? Mm. Boy got out, yeah.
He was supposed to do like 27 or 32 or something like that.
His codee turned state. Codee turned state. And said that.
But even then, they had gave him a whole bunch of years, though.
They gave him 24.
24.
The code D.
24.
His code D had 24.
Yeah,
but he was supposed to be facing the same time because it was his co-defender.
Yeah.
But he put it all on, bro. So, shout out to my big brother, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come home soon, nigga. Fuck this shit.
Everybody else on shit.
Yeah. All them niggas home. All of them. J-Bo.
Niggas making documentaries and shit.
Yeah, niggas getting bread. I need to start talking to them 9.8, them Dollar Town boys. Tell them they need to go ahead and start getting their plans together to get a movie out.
Tried it.
You tried it?
Mm-hmm.
They tried. Oh, you tried it?
A couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Was on the phone talking to them and everything.
Oh, what they say?
Them the two history makers.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them cats.
Yeah.
they don't. Well, I'll tell y'all.
Okay.
Y'all.
Yeah, they need to be trying to make that happen though. They need to do something documentary or.
I mean, somebody already did a show on them.
Well, they did.
They did an episode. It's a podcast. They're based out of South Carolina. All they do is Carolina Crimes. It's called really? Carolina Crimes.
Oh, okay.
And they did their story or whatever. But some of the stuff in the story they did was kind of off. Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know they told a story. So
yeah.
But yeah, I'll tell you off mic.
Word. But yeah, man. Go down memory lane real quick. Got one for you, B-Love.
What's that?
30 years ago. I know you probably wasn't listening to it at that time. But Redman dropped Dares a Dark Side. You remember that?
30 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that the other day. Was it, I think it was Who Shot You said that?
You probably did. See, I told you I didn't get it. See, this type of shit I need him over.
What's on this album?
Can't Wait.
Let me see.
Tonight's the Night.
I probably
Can't Wait was the.
Oh shit! He always be having them skits and stuff.
Oh, he keep them.
This nigga stupid.
Yeah. But that nigga's a rapper.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Red. I used to like this album. My sister had this shit.
Of course, your sister had everything.
Yeah, I used to take this shit from her too. She left to go to Auntie. She left it in her room. Oh no. She was back at Francis Marion. She had this. So yeah, I snatched that up from her. Cause I was driving a year after this. No, 2 years. 2 years. 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 years later. I was driving. Goddamn Redman. But Redman always been a lyrical monster, man. And he did a lot of his production. Him and Eric Sermon. Eric Sermon used to do a lot of production on this nigga shit. Rock Wilder. Yeah. 25 years. Nas. Drop Nostradamus.
Yeah. I figured you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
Right.
Pause. I thought it was in a couple more weeks. Cause the end of this year is geared to get we gonna have some fun. Cause Juvie got down. Juvenile got another income.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. G-Co.
This used to be on a
video game?
Nah, it used to be on the video.
Oh yeah.
Of foot action. Action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need an army. Yeah. You know? Life We Chose might be one of my favorite songs. Project Window, Shoot 'Em Up. Last Word. Oh, this was my shit. Big Girl. New World was my shit too.
Wow, this the one.
God right. Love Us.
I knew he had another single off of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one of them songs he said he hated did.
Mm-hmm. Cause which one is it, Nas? Is it Black Girl Lost the Show They owe me for Ice?
It's yep. Both of them, man. It's both of them. And Timberland at his finest.
Yeah, everybody had to felt like they had to get a Timberland beat mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah.
You didn't need it, Nas.
Yeah.
And then you pick one.
New World.
You think anybody could have made this beat hot? Listen to this beat. You think could have rapped over this beat and made it hot? Maybe the hook makes the song horrible. Maybe somebody else just needed it.
It could have been some more words.
Something else should have been in this.
Yeah.
Somebody else could have had that. Like, you know, on was it the Black album? I think it was the Black album, Fade to Black,
mm-hmm.
when Jay and Timbaland was in there together, and mm-hmm. he played them a couple beats. And one of them beats that he played for him, Jay didn't use, but Ludacris took it and mm-hmm. used it for one of them songs. Yeah, that beat.
I remember that shit. But yeah. Ludacris might have could have made this shit hard.
But that song was not good.
I mean, but the beat was different.
I couldn't picture Jay-Z being on that same beat, but you know. Yeah, that beat, yeah.
Yeah, I used to.
You sound like Dave Chappelle when he was on the stage. Oh, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I'm the black sheep, real black sheep. Oh, shit, boy, you stupid. I remember that because we used to do that shit. We used to just bust out and do that shit. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Stupid shit.
Shit, I still do.
Hey, I used to listen to this fucking album so fucking much, dog.
Did this, I'm sure this went platinum, at least gold, right? Because I don't know. This song right here I just remember hearing this a lot.
It went platinum.
It did? Mm-hmm. I figured.
Yeah, it went platinum. Yeah, do the guard like that, B.
What?
Do him like that, man.
Nah,
most of his joints went platinum.
Yeah, but I figured this did because of all of the
commercial shit.
Well, this song and
yeah, a bunch of commercials.
That New World shit. New World was my shit. I listen to this every New Year.
Oh, because of this kind of.
Mm-hmm. Every New Year since this shit came out, I listen to this one, and because he sampled that dog, he talk. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about he, and if you listen to this shit now, to say it came out 25 years ago, it's where we at. Everything he talked about in this song, this shit got them. It's just like that.
Shout out to Nas.
Cash is the past, a new way of spending. Think about it.
When did cards come out?
Huh?
When did debit cards come out?
2006 or 7.
What?
Yeah, I had one in college.
That's when they came out? I thought they came out before.
Yeah, probably about 2000, 2001 maybe.
Okay.
With the, talking about the Visa debit joints.
Yeah, debit cards. Yeah.
Because it was just an ATM card for a long time.
It was just an ATM card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Couldn't use that shit in the store.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. The only thing you could use in the store was a Visa.
Or American Express.
A credit card.
Yeah.
Anything
else?
Nah, that's it, man. Yeah, I told you I ain't have much. I just needed to come and get some shit off my chest, man. Pause. If that was a pause moment.
I don't think so.
Okay. I just said it now just in case. Precautionary pauses. But yeah, man, getting ready for the holiday. One of the favorites of most black people because it involves food.
All people.
Yeah, everybody love it.
Everybody love it.
Of course, the highlight for me is frying the turkey. So
you fry the turkey?
She used to get done.
20 years in. 21 years. It'll be 21 years at Christmas.
That you've been frying turkey?
Mm-hmm. I started the morning Nick died.
I don't even know.
It's been a ritual.
Mm-hmm. It was a ritual. It was, you know, the thing to do. After Nick died, every holiday, that's what we would do. We'd all go to my dad's house and I'd just fry turkeys. Because he would have the orders. Like, he was supposed to be doing it, but I was doing it for him just because it was it was just something for us to do. Nigga, 1 year we might have had 50 turkeys.
Y'all, people pay y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about this was 04, 05, 06 time, 07.
That was back when people weren't doing it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we turned out the tequila.
Mm-hmm.
You be out there too?
Yeah.
Waiting on a fucking turkey.
Damn
nigga.
Right.
I ain't never ate no turkey, nigga, in my fucking life.
Goddamn Coach Harrison, you stick his fingers in the grease and pull the turkey neck out.
What?
Some good shit.
Get low, you stick his fingers in the goddamn grease.
Stupid.
Yeah, man, they crazy.
But shit was good. Though.
Yeah.
I ain't never had a shit.
But
life.
Man, I'm talking about, I'm talking about turkey after fucking turkey. Had about 4 burners going.
Mm-hmm.
It take about an hour because nobody really like big turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
15 pounds might have been the biggest one. So it's 4 minutes a pound. So it's an hour.
Mm.
Anything, you know. Cause we do it at 4 minutes a pound. A lot of people do it at 3 minutes a pound. Give y'all a turkey lesson, turkey frying lesson on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, we cook it a little slower and lower. Like, we do 4 minutes a pound, but we do it at 250, between 250 and 275.
Yeah, they tend everything.
Yeah.
Ease up, bro.
No, I mean, shit, because motherfuckers, they all frying their own turkeys now.
Shit,
I don't even have the fried turkeys no more. Two or three people might hit me up now. So it's cool.
That cursing bleep.
But yeah, man.
He giving away the game.
Yeah.
They ain't got that seasoning, goddammit. They ain't got it. John, I'm telling you, my daddy got the recipe, man. Them turkeys, I'm talking motherfuckers used to call back. What the hell did y'all do to this damn turkey?
Just be tough, man.
Yeah, she's be good now.
But they have to bring you the turkey, though.
Mm-hmm. They could. If we bought it, it just cost a little more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm talking about all day, bro.
All day. I used to be out that bitch from 7 in the morning till 2, 3 in the afternoon.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm. Because I used to save my family shits for last. The ones that, where I was going to eat, I'd do that one last. So I'll be finishing up like 2:30, 3:00. We ain't gonna eat.
Y'all don't put nothing. Y'all don't have nothing. No other food going on.
Not when I'm cooking turkey.
So what y'all doing all day for eating?
What you mean?
Like what y'all eating? Y'all just out
turkey.
There?
You probably got one. We busted home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cause I'm gonna fuck. One of them gonna cook. Go overcook. And it's gonna be good.
But it ain't gonna look good.
My dad ain't gonna like the way it look. So he ain't gonna wanna get at nobody. So he gonna get another one. Cause he had about 4 or 5 stashed away. Just in case that happens.
So we eat
that one.
I was with Quentin and them used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there with them one time and Booty was out there. And mm-hmm. he had made one with teriyaki
mm-hmm.
on it. But he fried it.
And it was black.
Yeah, it was black.
Yeah.
But it looked bad, but it was good, but it looked bad.
Yeah, because you can't put certain shit on that motherfucker because it going to turn.
Uh-huh.
Like I cook, shout out to Cricket, my homegirl Cricket.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked Cricket Mama's turkey 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
She seasoned it herself and she put something on it.
And it made it dark.
It had it looking like a different color. I was like, she said, I know what's on it. She said, I wanted it to look. I said, my bad. I said, because I wasn't going to bring this motherfucker to you. I'm about to cook you another. My daddy told me not to bring it. But they said it was good. So, but yeah, I don't know what kind of seasoning she used, but that was the first time I ever seen a turkey come out that color.
Mm.
It was a different color. It was
y'all
like
had to change the grease after that?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Because it wasn't dark, but it wasn't brown. It was like, it was blackish, but it wasn't black.
But.
They had to change the grease and booty.
Oh, yeah, that teriyaki shit, they're cooking. Everybody, ain't nobody else want no teriyaki in their turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't inject my shit. It's nothing, Paul. I just season the motherfuckers and drop them.
Mm.
But, you know, I cooked. We held Thanksgiving at our crib in Columbia a few years ago. And being it was my crib, my bro was like, you fried turkey? I'm like, all right. Hey, you know, it's what I want to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Cause when I go to his crib, that's what he was doing. I wouldn't ever interfere. Man, I fried that damn turkey that day. That nigga said, "Hey, every year
you frying a turkey.
This is what you do.
What are you doing this year?
Frying turkey.
I mean, where you in Columbia? You in
Myrtle Beach?
Oh, you gonna be at Myrtle Beach? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Wallace?
Shit, I think we coming to Dollar.
Where?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Myrtle Beach. Yeah,
yeah, we coming to Dollar.
All
yeah.
the families meeting in Myrtle Beach.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Here. Probably. I don't know. Normally I go to Ace House, my homeboy mm-hmm. Ace. They have something. Last year, we was at his wife mama house.
Mm.
Damn, what was that last year?
So I don't know this year.
I was in D.C.
You was in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember that.
Yeah, I was in D.C. last year.
I don't know where I'll be. I know I'll be off Thursday and Friday, so.
Because that wind was whipping up that bitch, boy. I got to make sure I get me some cardboard, tie around my burner. Keep that wind from goddamn fucking with my fire.
Get a hold up.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tie it on there some kind of way. Tie the cardboard on it. I saw somebody do that shit on social media. But yeah, man, that's what we got going on. Appreciate y'all boys. Come in, jumping on the thing with me, pause. Like I said, Kendrick dropped that shit. I just definitely had to come talk about that. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people ain't happy, but.
Shit.
I'm happy as hell.
It's gonna be a hot week.
It is. I got to go listen to that Ice Cube shit. Somebody else dropped some shit too. Oh,
applies.
I got to go listen to that Freddie Gibbs shit.
Oh yeah, I heard that. It's straight.
I got to listen to that too. Plies dropped some shit.
Plies and Soulja Boy.
They made a song together, or they just fighting? No,
they made Plies, both of them made albums.
Yeah, Plies making one with Boss Man.
Boss Man D-Lo?
Oh god.
This ain't normal. Yeah. Hey, you know how Plies talk, man. He's saying
how he put on.
This ain't normal.
Yeah.
This ain't normal.
He don't even talk like that for real. You ever heard the story about Jamie Foxx?
No.
So they was like on the West Coast somewhere. Oh, yeah. And they was doing a video or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Jamie Foxx saying it like he clowning him, because he was like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm thinking this thug guy coming up or whatever, whatever. And he talking to me. He was want to come talk business. He's like, yeah, so we get the particulars about the business, about the, get the number straight and the contract or whatever, whatever. And he was like, man, I was confused. Like, who's this guy? So he was like, you know, I guess some people from the hood or whatever heard that they was there. You know, they came and want to see about him. You know, just, you know, do a little G check or whatever.
Right.
He's like, man, I looked Ron Plies and ran and hid in the bathroom. I was like, wow. That was Jamie Foxx. He's like, man, I was like, wow. So this guy's just an actor.
Yeah.
So all that sweet pussy society and all that shit. He don't talk like that for real, man. I don't respect it. No, he don't talk like that for real, man. I can see if like you know, like people from here, like somebody like maybe from Charleston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when they get in Charleston, they talk like they from Charleston. But when they mm-hmm. go to work, they talk a certain way or whatever. But every now and then, that shit'll slip out.
Mm-hmm.
It don't never be the opposite way, like they slip up and talk proper. Like, this nigga, he be putting on, sitting in a car. I hate it, man. Because you can tell he put, because there's nobody that talk like that.
Right.
Nobody talk like that. No, man, I don't like the way I don't like that.
It's broken.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Broken.
Yeah, my shit be fucked up sometimes, too.
Yeah, nah.
Till I put that, yes, this is Julian calling from a,
oh shit!
Yeah,
but I don't understand why him and Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy's a character anyway.
Yeah, Soulja Boy. I don't know if Soulja Boy.
He got new teeth too.
Soulja Boy.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Soulja Boy looked like a skeleton, man.
He was on the drugs.
New teeth, boy.
He looked like a fucking skeleton.
Man. I remember. Wasn't it that? Cause somebody bought this girl up. Remember Cat Stacks? Didn't she have cocaine back in the day? And she was like, she was a Soulja Boy. He was tooting powder back way back then.
Somebody did.
Somebody, yeah.
When the cast that?
I don't know who that is.
And then she came out and tried to apologize and said it was like crushed up.
Advil
or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
That age old story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Everybody try to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to. Plies was trying to sue Soulja Boy.
Oh,
he trying to sue a few people.
Yeah, but
about a beat.
A beat, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what started.
Because they never paid him.
What song was it? A few people used the damn song.
I forgot. Yeah, you're right. That was a couple weeks ago. I forgot about that.
Damn, sure did.
So it's been a joke after that.
Goddamn Soulja Boy.
I'm telling him on Instagram when he get on live. That boy stupid.
Yeah, it was Glorilla.
Yeah.
And other artists. It says for his song Me and My Goons.
Okay.
Yeah, he alleged that Soulja Boy used elements from Me and My Goons in his song Pretty Boy Swag.
Pretty Boy Swag.
And then Soulja Boy authorized Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla to sample the copyrighted work. So in their song Wannabe.
This right here is my swag.
Let me see if it sound like it.
Yeah, let's do some research real quick before we get out of here. Yeah, B Love. Investigative reports.
What's it called? Me and My Goons.
Yeah. Oh yeah, June. I made a revelation last week. I called B Love.
What? Oh shit.
About the One in a Million. One in a Million, Cheers to You, and Nigga What, Nigga Who is the same fucking beat.
Oh, yeah. That's Plies song. This how the Soulja Boy song come on.
Just
play
like
that, man.
Hold on, let's see how the beat drop.
I
keep a couple
killers around me when I move. I remember this song. They play in the club all the time.
Boy, tell that nigga he ain't Marvin Gaye now. You got to come up off that bread.
You got to pay that man.
Yeah, he got to come.
What was the Megan Thee Stallion song they said? I forget. I didn't know that was the name of that song.
That's to say.
That's the same shit.
Get out the way.
Right.
Cause it say
Pretty Boy coming through.
Yeah, Soulja Boy song came out in 2010. Let me see when Plies song came out. Plies song came out in what's the year? Is it have the
20? That's on his first album. Oh, that's on the Real Testament.
Oh, this came out on the Realest. This came out in 2008.
Yeah, that's his first album. Yeah,
you
Realest
pay
is
that
first
man.
Album.
You had to pay that man.
Yeah.
What did I say that Megan song was? Or Wannabe.
Man. Yeah, now that you said, I done heard that song going on the satellite joint. Same shit.
Oh, yeah. They got to pay that man.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay the man his bread, yep. Cuz.
And they probably paid Soulja Boy.
Yep.
And didn't play because.
Yep. Because Soulja Boy let him use
it. Soulja Boy let him use it.
But he ain't tell the motherfucker shit. I stole the motherfucker.
Yep.
Right.
Ooh.
Shout out to Plies.
That why Plies. Yeah, Plies. Well,
you got
yeah,
the Plies song?
Get the particular. I just played it the first. That was the first song.
Yeah, get the particulars together.
It sounded Plies. Just like.
Yeah, the first one was.
You thought
shit.
That was Soulja Boy?
See that?
Yeah, the first song
I played?
The first song was Plies.
That was Plies.
Them boys, they need to pay him.
They gotta pay him.
He mad.
Yeah, this I thought this was Soulja Boy. This Plies.
Yeah. All he did was slow it down.
That's it.
That's all he did.
Add a little something to it. I keep a couple
killers around me when I'm killing. Mm-hmm. And this Soulja Boy right here.
Soldier. Wait, just slow down.
That's it.
Soldier.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh, he's just slow shit.
I'm that's telling it. You, dog.
How can you argue that?
Well, he was talking.
Yeah, like how can you? This right here is my
sway. Sway. All the girls. How can you argue that?
You he gonna argue
that what he
to
be
the
saying
end.
All the time. You ain't got the auger. That would Plies be saying. I'm like, well, what you need the auger? Who talks like that in real life?
Oh man,
auger with yourself.
Auger with yourself. You ain't got the. You ain't got the auger. Why? How you do that damn laugh?
That's his personality, man.
That's his character.
That's his character.
You know how he said where he got Plies from?
Where he from? He from Florida.
Plies. Where the name come from?
I don't know.
I want to say he said something about it applies. Or it could be pliers. It was one of them two. I forget now. Both of them sound stupid.
Yeah, all you want to know.
It applies. Anyway, my bad. But I'm glad you mentioned that about them two.
Yeah, because I forgot all about that shit. Too. Yeah, that's a big time like suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that YouTube video is.
They're going back and forth?
They're about to. Because Plies come back now. Soulja Boy was talking shit on the little live.
Mm-hmm.
But, doing that fussing like he be doing?
Yeah, and calling the man broke.
Oh, God.
And then.
Soulja Boy, the only nigga with money that ain't got no money.
Right.
With them hollow ass chains.
But then fucking Plies came back. That bitch had on. Bitch had on VVS's everywhere.
What you mean, bro? I ain't broke. But some right. shit, you know, I play.
But that last song, him and D-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Boss Man, D-Lo and Ply.
This ain't normal.
Like that,
it. I like the beat. The beat is that shit. But Plies talk some shit a little bit. But Boss Man, D-Lo, man.
That's the name of the song. This ain't normal.
This ain't
Big
normal.
Big Zop. Shout out my boy Swole, man.
He got his little feature on, boy. He going to get paid.
Swole called me about Friday Tucker, right? And I was like, yeah, I ain't going to be around. You know what I'm saying? He's like, shit, I'm going to try to do this shit myself. Like, what you got going on, man? I'm in Columbia about to go to the concert.
Yeah, what concert?
Big Zop. I said, you going to see your man's house? He's like, yeah, I'm going to check him out, Jones. My nigga. Swole my dog. That's my dog.
Where he had a concert at?
He was in Columbia.
Big, I mean, where at, though?
Colonial Life. He was on that bill with all the mother motherfuckers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he ain't headlining.
But his part on that song,
he talking dumb.
Man, he got it off, though.
He talking dumb, John.
But the beat, I'm telling you, the beat, man.
That's all D-Lo.
This ain't normal.
This ain't normal. This ain't normal. Pull up black.
Big Zob.
This ain't normal. Walk around the bit with 100 racks. This ain't normal.
500 grams. Oh, that beat hard as well.
This ain't normal. VVS ones and everything. This ain't normal.
This ain't normal.
Black trucks back to back. This ain't normal.
Bite to bite.
Now we gotta credit him for making that famous.
What, Bite?
Bro, cause motherfucker, ever since that nigga came out,
yeah,
she ain't know how to throw a bike. When he said that in Shawty,
yeah,
it's been bike ever since.
Everything.
I wonder was people what people weren't saying that before?
Said for people.
They let you know it's a made up ass language
in the bike.
They don't even know how to act.
But that nigga had some ice, bro.
I talk shit about Plies, but that damn Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, that was the shit.
Yeah.
That my shit, they know.
Yes, sir.
Run off on the plug twice. That run off on the plug twice, ain't that Ritz-Carlton?
Run off on the plug twice.
He say bike in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't going bike.
Listen, this ain't normal. This ain't normal.
Norma, N-O-R-M-A. Maybe with an H on the end.
Rest in peace, Miss Norma Jean Sanders.
Norma Jean Sanders.
Miss Sanders, yeah. She married, her last name ended up being Cobb, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because she married Dean and what you call it, uncle or somebody, okay, and made them related or something like that.
Yeah. She hated one of them niggas.
Huh?
She ain't like one of them niggas.
She ain't like a lot of people.
She did. She was cold blooded.
She was clicked up with. She used to be clicked up too much with students, and I ain't like that at a young age. She was fat. So she had a big ass. Of course, she had a big everything. What do you mean? I couldn't stand that bitch.
Cold blooded.
I don't like grown ups who too like. All right, you might have favorites, or whatever, but you can't like. Be too
friendly
with just like seven kids out your class.
Who this was?
Miss Sanders. She's teach algebra big year.
And then she went to the high school.
Yeah, then she came.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, big fly red motherfucker. Yeah. All these gold chains and shit.
Drove that little ass car. Red car.
I had her too.
No, she had a little green.
It was green.
Yeah, she had a little green drop top joint.
Yeah, I knew it was a drop top. I knew it was a little small car.
Yeah, she had a little green joint.
Little Mazda something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my homie, man.
Oh, my bad. I ain't meant to ditch your homie.
It's my homie.
Oh, you was in the clique.
I wasn't in no clique, nigga. I was just that nigga.
Oscar Bird.
I was that nigga, man.
Who else was in that clique?
Pinch me, bro.
I was that nigga.
She was the pincher?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, she pinched.
She used to pinch the fuck out of me, too. She know I used to be in there on dumb shit.
Damn.
That's when I was transitioning. My parents was getting a divorce.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was going through a lot.
Mentally.
Yeah. I was rebelling and all that shit. Yeah, when I had her class. But she, you know, she kept me straight. People like that. Like, you know, I could talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
I used to talk to her.
Isn't like her.
Yeah, because she could see, like, she saw the shift in me.
Saw your potential.
No, she saw the shift.
Oh, that you
she
switched
She saw
up.
My personality shift
like
from when I found out.
Yeah,
you know, from the beginning of the year till when I found out. Like, she knew, she was like, something just ain't been right with you. What's up?
This ain't normal.
Yeah, this ain't normal. This ain't normal.
But that was normal. That's why you like her.
That was, she was cool.
Mean ass.
Her and Mr. Shaw. Them two motherfuckers got me through that shit.
Mr. Shaw was cool.
They got me through that shit.
Shout out to Mr. Shaw. That was his job. Fucking job. He was a guy that counts.
Rest in peace to Mr. Shaw.
Was his wife still living?
Last time I heard she was, I don't know though. Last time I heard she, because she was working at Wilson.
Oh, she was working at Wilson
too.
Huh? She might be.
I mean,
a teacher?
No, she was working cafeteria.
Mr. Shaw was cool.
Yeah, Mr. Shaw was my guy. But he went to church with my grandma and shit, so. It was
I can't say a different level. What I want to say.
Yeah, it was a different level of.
He was nice enough.
I remember I caught that nigga coming out of that smoker's teaching lounge. I was shocked.
The smoker's teacher's lounge.
You know they had the teacher's lounge they could smoke in between the bathroom.
Well, he was supposed to be out. Wasn't he supposed to be like a preacher or some shit?
Nah, he wasn't no preacher. He was a deacon.
Mr. Shaw.
Mr. Shaw. But yeah, right there on the eighth grade hall in the back, right there where the bathroom was at. Uh-huh. It was a fucking like a clock. But it was a fucking room.
Yeah.
Yeah, the motherfuckers open that door. Crazy. The motherfuckers open that door, but that shit just slept. God damn, they smoked the school. Big hair.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Real shit. I used to see the shit.
It was right in the front.
No, when I was there, it was in the bathroom, in between the bathroom, close to the bathrooms on the eighth grade hall.
Oh, they just switched it up.
Yeah.
It was like
Yeah, because we went there, years apart. Yeah.
But I mean, the eighth grade hall was always the eighth grade hall, though.
But they might have switched where they smoked at.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know
true.
What I'm saying?
It was in that building that had the two halls in the office. And there was a room in there.
Yeah. That it's same building. Yeah. Same one, yeah. But it was just on the eighth grade. They might have changed the, you know. Yeah. You know how they used to always do shit. But yeah. And I caught that nigga coming out there. I was like, oh, Mr. Shaw. Smoke cigarettes.
I remind me to
but I was
tell you what about him because I didn't want to say it on the mic.
I was already smoking too.
Huh?
I was already smoking
in junior high? Middle school?
I had already tried cigarettes. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Shit.
I told you I was going through shit.
LaMilton.
I was going through shit. I was smoking with cigarettes.
You're a guru for knowing that.
Shit, go by old nigga, give me a 10 cent Newport. Go to the crib.
And a ball aid for 25 cents.
27 after tax.
Hey, yeah, kid them ball aid, boy. All right. Pick a leg.
Oh yeah. Goddamn. But shashi. I used to go in there and get me a 10 cent Newport. Me and Buck D. Buck D taught me how to smoke.
Yeah. He never got right. Buck D.
That was my dog.
Of course.
Man, Buck D used to spend that like crib now. Last time I taught his sister, he was in Chicago.
Chicago?
He was working and traveling, contracting shit.
Oh, yeah. Doing like with I got
you. Yeah, so that last time I taught this, so that's what she told me he was
good
at.
For him.
Yeah. Might have been about 8 months to a year.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
I ain't seen him since.
Yeah, man. But that was my brother, nigga. Hey, East Side shit, that man. Funny nigga. That was my nigga, man. Boy, like real funny. Shit.
Just like his daddy, man.
East Side shit. That damn blow job. Franklin Brown. Blow John was his daddy. Blow John.
Franklin Brown.
This is
that nigga used to get mad. I used to hate Blow, cuz. He used to hate that nigga because Blow was on that dumb shit. Neighborhood drunk and shit.
Oh.
Talking stupid as fuck.
In Chicago.
Man. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Buck D.
Yeah, so he don't come home, so.
Did he get shot? No, that was that Cliff. That was Buck D got shot.
It might have been. That nigga did time. He did so many bids. I couldn't keep up with the nigga.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't recognize him if I seen him.
No, you recognize him.
For real.
That nigga face still look the fucking same.
Word.
He still got the big ass cheeks and shit.
Let's assume he's working in Dollar General.
Yeah, because you told me.
In Dollarson? Oh, word.
I think he was just getting home.
Yeah, he had just got out.
Shout out to Dollarton people.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, we're about to get out of here, man. Easy, tell them where they can find you at, man.
Every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Appreciate you, brother. June, I know you chilling. You ain't going to talk to him about shit. He ain't going to tell him that. And he don't want him to find him.
I was cool.
Excuse me. JP Jones 81 on Instagram. Julian Jones on Facebook. Real Juice Jones on Twitter. X, I'm sorry. You can email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com and the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram at the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram. Till next time, peace.
All this ice, I'm my own jewel. Six lawyers and they all jewel. I'm the star, bitch, it's my move. Pinky ring, 250 on. Yes, it's safe to say, nigga.